Robonaut 2 is ready for adventure, presented by Science at NASA. NASA's Robonaut 2, R2 for short, is primed and ready for launch on board Space Shuttle Discovery in February. R2 is so ready, in fact, that it's going up ahead of its legs, which will follow on a later flight. When R2 joins the crew of the International Space Station, it will become the first humanoid robot to ever travel and work in space. "The robot's legs aren't quite ready yet," says Rob Ambrose of NASA's Johnson Space Center. "We're still testing them, but there will be plenty for R2 to do in the meantime." For its first training sessions, he explains, R2's torso will be placed on a pedestal for lessons on what we call a task board. The board has switches, knobs, and connectors, just like the ones real astronauts operate. Once the legs are added, R2 will be able to move around inside the station, wiping handrails, vacuuming air filters, and doing other chores for the crew. "Much like those of us down here on Earth," says Ambrose, "space station astronauts spend their Saturday mornings cleaning. R2's legs will give the crew their Saturday mornings back. They won't need to waste time doing simple stuff R2 can do for them." The legs have special toes that plug into the space station walls, so R2 can learn to climb without using its hands. "The hands must be free to carry any cleaning supplies and tools," he explains. "Remember, robots don't have pockets to put things in." House cleaning is just the beginning, though. R2 is going to do big things in the future, predicts Ambrose. For instance, we could add wheels so R2 could scout a potential landing site on a distant planet. Someday R2 might even get a jetpack. But hey, we have to learn to crawl before we can fly. For more information about R2 and other NASA projects, please visit science.nasa.gov.